Is this the first official weekend without football? Do we count the Pro Bowl? I know. Look, I don't want to lie to you. I'm not a big Pro Bowl fan. I love football just as much as anybody else. I mean, I talk about the Arizona Cardinals on a daily basis. Not like during the season on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Basically, 24/7, 365, at the drop of the hat, I'll talk Arizona Cardinals football with you. I get more excited legitimately almost during the offseason than I do during the regular season. Just trying to predict and forecast what they're going to do gets me all riled up, all hot and bothered. I don't need Blue Chew when I'm talking Arizona Cardinals. I might need it to really increase my performance, but I don't need it to get me excited. That's for damn sure. So I want to discuss that a little bit. The Arizona Cardinals, of course, two representatives in the Pro Bowl this upcoming weekend. I think yesterday's the highlight of this week when you're seeing the dodgeball, when you're seeing the passing competition, the skill competitions out there, where you get to really see how unique of athletes these guys are. Not so much, you know, the half-fassery that goes on Sunday in the exhibition All-Star game. Coming up on this edition of Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Give me a follow on Twitter at Bob Rack. A draft strategy that I wish Steve Keim would employ. But first, another huge indictment on Arizona Cardinals general manager Steve Keim and his inability to select impact players in the NFL draft. That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Steve Keim may have found the Arizona Cardinals piece to move forward with the future of the franchise, selecting Kyler Murray with the number one pick in the 2019 NFL draft. But according to ESPN.com and their latest list, Steve Keim, despite finding the signal caller of the future, fell short in his 2019 draft class. In a recent article on ESPN.com, their experts and analysts, writers, got together and ranked the NFL's most productive 2019 rookie classes from 1 to 32. And we all know Steve Keim took Kyler Murray, number one overall, and he's the future of the franchise. He had a successful rookie campaign. He's in the conversation for the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. But how much weight did that hold against the rest of the league? Apparently, not much. Steve Keim's 19 draft class checks in at just 24th overall, despite the Cardinals having the top pick basically in each and every round in 2019. 24th overall. That's due to the fact that beyond Kyler Murray, the 2019 rookie class for the Arizona Cardinals made nearly zero impact. Sure, Byron Murphy, the second-round cornerback out of Washington, saw tons of playing time. But now there's thoughts that he's going to be moved to the slot or nickel cornerback position. Not yet ready for a full-time defensive back position. Andy Isabella, another second-round pick, had under 200 yards receiving. The selection that the Cardinals acquired from the Miami Dolphins. Their fourth pick in the draft, a third rounder, defensive end Zach Allen, went on IR, but playing in eight games this season, Allen recorded just six tackles. The pass rusher, supposedly going to be very disruptive, a lot of hype in the preseason, produced diddly poo to take away from Jim Morris Sr. The Boston College product made little to zero impact. After that, Hakeem Butler, we all know that the wideout hurt his hand in the preseason, and he was IR'd for his entire rookie season, basically a medical redshirt for Butler. Deontay Thompson, the safety out of Alabama, selected in the fifth round, wasn't even the best safety named Thompson on the Arizona Cardinals. That was probably goes to the rookie that made the second biggest impact for the Cardinals, and he was in the supplemental draft, the fifth round. It was Jalen Thompson out of Washington State. Looking at the rest of the draft, Keyshawn Johnson flashed in preseason, even flashed early in the regular season for the Arizona Cardinals, but still had under 200 yards receiving, the sixth-round wide receiver out of Fresno State. Then you look at the rest of the draft, and there's guys that you barely even remember being on the roster. Lamont Galliard, Joshua Miles, the offensive lineman, Michael Dogba, he saw some time on the defensive line out of Temple, and Caleb Wilson, Mr. Irrelevant out of UCLA, seventh-round pick. Steve Keim is not getting enough out of his NFL draft classes. Simply put, His first round selecting resume speaks for itself. We've talked about it ad nauseum, but we're going to go back over it one more time for it. Jonathan Cooper, guard out of North Carolina. He took in the top 10 in his first draft in 2013. He was a bust. He trades down. He surprises everybody. Takes somebody nobody's heard of out of Washington State. At that point, a safety, Deion Buchanan, makes a position switch to linebacker. Deion Buchanan played some important downs for the Arizona Cardinals, but he was never a Pro Bowler. Offensive lineman DJ Humphreys had a redshirt season. His nickname was Knee Deep. It took until his fifth year to really make him impact for the Arizona Cardinals. Robert Kimdichie, complete bust. Hassan Reddick, bust. Josh Rosen, not even on the roster. While I disagree with some of ESPN's assessment calling Kyler Murray too inconsistent, but yet giving the New York Giants a high draft grade, actually fourth on this list because of Daniel Jones' performance, who was second in the NFL with 23 turnovers, only behind Jameis Winston, I still believe that there's enough or not enough done by Keim's 2019 class. Things have to change. Somebody needs to hold Steve Keim accountable. Something needs to change in that draft room and the approach that they're taking, because the Arizona Cardinals rebuild will never end despite having Kyler Murray unless Steve Keim starts to hit in the NFL draft. And it's going to take Keim doing something he's never done in his career before, and that's having back-to-back successful first-round picks and then parlaying better picks in the later rounds as well. Coming up next, the draft strategy I wish Steve Keim would employ, but he probably won't. I'll tell you what it is. That's coming up next. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Bo Brock. Guys, let's talk about sex. Not just any sex, good sex. Remember the days when you were just ready to go? Now you can increase your performance. Get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up as twice as fast as the pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Now, it isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com, get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew, it's better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Cardinals. Are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it? Well, my bookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. Between the Super Bowl coming up, even this week's Pro Bowl, the NBA, college basketball is in full swing. It's time to get off the sideline and get in the action with my bookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little, win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they give you multiple games put together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. Tired of watching games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants to get your mind off everything else and back on the game. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 free money to play with. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code LOCKEDON to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. We've got our first Mel Kiper Jr. mock draft. Yeah, Mel Kiper's 2020 NFL mock draft 1.0. Todd. Cincinnati Bengals taking Joe Burrow. Yeah, Mel Kiper, that's my ill attempt at a Mel Kiper Jr. impression. I think that'll leave it up to Frank Caliendo. But he has Bengals, much like every other draft prognosticator. He's got the Bengals going number one, taking the quarterback out of LSU, Joe Burrow. He has the Redskins taking Chase Young, the pass rusher out of Ohio State, 16.5 sacks after missing a couple games for the Buckeyes this season. And then we're starting to see this more often. Jeff Okuda, the talented cornerback out of Ohio State, going to the Detroit Lions at 3. Isaiah Simmons, a guy I am very high on for the Arizona Cardinals at 8, but he has Isaiah Simmons, we're calling him a linebacker right now, out of Clemson, going 4th overall. And here's the theme of the mock draft so far. Tua is going to the Fish at 5. It seems like it's a foregone conclusion at this time, but we'll see what Tua does leading up. As far as the workouts are concerned, before the draft, see if he can move up and sneak into the top 5, if there's going to be maybe a team willing to trade up, or maybe the Bengals get a little confused despite having their Ohio native being there for the pickings at number 1 in Joe Burrow. But Tua going 5 to the Fish, Chargers, Justin Herbert, that would be big for the Cardinals, because if 3 quarterbacks go off the board, we talked about this yesterday on Thursday's edition of the podcast, Alex and I did. If Justin Herbert goes before the Cardinals pick at 8, they're going to have a very solid, impactful selection at 8. And they still would have one, even if Herbert doesn't go in the top 6, 7, before the Cardinals pick at 8. They have the Carolina Panthers taking Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle out of Auburn, who did himself a huge service by staying in school. Watch the tape on Derrick Brown. If you do so, I will warn you, you will get a little smitten, I guess, would be the way to describe it. I kind of like Derrick Brown as a fit for the Arizona Cardinals, being in the interior of that defensive line, anchoring that 3-4 defense. But I don't have here we have the Arizona Cardinals now in Mel Kiper's 1.0 mock draft going offensive tackle again. This time, we've seen Tristan Wirfs this week. We've seen Jedrick Wills out of Alabama. Both those tackles going to the Cardinals. This time, Mel Kiper has Andrew Thomas, the talented tackle, out of Georgia. All 3 of them, as of right now, before we've seen workouts, before we've really broken down the tape, I'm okay with it. At this point in the offseason, I'm not going to turn my nose up at any offensive tackle the Arizona Cardinals take it. I'm going to continue my Mel Kiper impression, and I'll read you what he says about Andrew Thomas. Todd, Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle out of Georgia. This is a range in which you can see a run on offensive tackles. Thomas, who played both sides, left and right, is number 1 on my board. I debated going receiver here. Wouldn't Kyler Murray's former teammate CeeDee Lamb enjoy catching a few more long touchdown passes from his friend? But it comes down to protecting the franchise quarterback, and Arizona desperately needs to help along the line, particularly at left tackle, where DJ Humphreys is a free agent. Also, the Cardinals have some defensive deficiencies, so keep an eye on the defensive back, too. And I completely agree with Mel Kiper. Thank you for humoring me by sticking around for that. But, yeah, I have no problem with them going defensive back. I have no problem with them going defensive line. Linebacker position, wherever they can find the most talented, impactful defensive player, I think the Arizona Cardinals would be best suited to do that. But then, again, you look at the offensive tackle position, and that could be huge going forward. I even loved our friends over at thedraftnetwork.com, and we'll get more into it come Monday for a mock draft Monday. But this week, we had Joe Marino. He did his mock draft. He was on full display at thedraftnetwork.com. He had the Cardinals taking Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle out of Iowa. And in this 2-round mock draft, I love this. I love this because Marino had the Arizona Cardinals not only going worse in the first round, but in the second round at 40th overall, taking an offensive lineman, Nick Harris from Washington, a big run blocker. If the Cardinals go back-to-back rounds at offensive line, I will stand up, I will Shia LaBeouf clap and applaud, standing ovation. I would love it. The Arizona Cardinals identified their biggest problem last year at number 1 overall. They found their franchise quarterback. Now everything else follows suit. Now it's important for the Arizona Cardinals to identify a weakness in this offseason or even in the draft, build a strength. And if it's the offensive line, if it's the defensive line, if it's the defensive secondary, I would shy away from the right wide receiver core, and I'll tell you why next. Also, I'll finally get to the draft strategy that I wish Steve Keim, Cardinals general manager would employ come draft day. I'll tell you what that is next as well. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. I want to talk about something I'm seriously passionate about, and it's Arizona in the month of March. If you haven't experienced Arizona during Cactus League spring training, you're doing yourself a serious disservice. Follow your favorite baseball team out to AZ for Cactus League spring training. 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75 degree days. All 10 stadiums within 50-mile radius. You're pretty much 20 minutes from anywhere. Meet the players, get autographs before games, check out the amazing restaurants, bars. There's so much to do around Arizona, especially in the month of March. It's so much easier when you don't have to think about layering up. You just throw on some shorts and some flip-flops, get your sunglasses on, and you're enjoying the day no matter what you're doing. And why not optimize that by going to a big league ball game? Arizona, known also for its incredible landscapes, you're just minutes away from some awesome hikes, thrilling outdoor adventures, and it's bring the kids. Arizona's fantastic destination for families. Family-friendly resorts, hotels, the kids can play in the pools, they can go horseback riding, they've got games, activities. Arizona has stuff for kids to do and see: wildlife parks, zoo, science museums, aquariums, dude ranches. It goes on and on. It's the perfect place to be for you and your family. That's Arizona in March, Cactus League spring training. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. That's visitarizona.com/springtraining. Are you tuning in to the Pro Bowl this weekend? Of course you are. I think some of us dabble, right? I'm definitely somebody that dabbles in the Pro Bowl. I'm never 100% locked in. But it's always kind of fun to see, you know, the novelty of it, right? You get to see some connections that you don't always get to see during the NFL season. But yeah, I'm just never 100% focused on the Pro Bowl. Channel surfing, tuning in to some things that maybe I haven't necessarily paid enough attention to over the last, 6 to 8 months since the NFL returned, you know, pretty much since teams reported to training camp. That was the last time I really had this little focus on football. And then you gear back up for the next Sunday, which is Super Bowl Sunday. We've got one more game to be played between the Niners and the Chiefs. Alex and I will give our Super Bowl prediction at some point next week. Beginning next week, we've got a mock draft Monday. I said Joe Marino's mock draft from this past week. I loved it. I loved what he had the Arizona Cardinals doing. You could check it out, thedraftnetwork.com. He had him going in back-to-back rounds. It was a two-round mock draft. He had the Cardinals going with Tristan Wirfs, the tackle out of Iowa, and then he had taken the Arizona Cardinals, taking a Washington offensive lineman, Nick Harris, kind of a run dozer. Love it. I love it. Creative strength. I also like that he's got the Arizona Cardinals in back-to-back rounds, and I wish that Steve Keim would employ this strategy. At least just try it this once. Just get away from, you know, looking at these small school wonders for one draft. Just one draft, Steve Keim. I wish he would just go blue-blooded players from big Power 5 schools. Just try it. Just employ that. Take guys that have, you know, the stereotypical, prototypical height and weight and athleticism, 40 time, and play it against some of the best level of competition you can get outside the NFL and in the NCAA. That's what I'm asking for. I want Steve Keim to go take these Power 5 players. And look, the last couple of years he gets Kyler Murray, top pick overall. He is out of Oklahoma, traditional college football power. He takes Byron Murphy in the second round, but then he can't help himself. He can't even get out of the second round. He acquires another second round pick, and there is a Power 5 prototypical huge wide receiver ripe for the pick in DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss. I know he had his injury history, but here's this just absolute beast of an athlete, physical freak. His body fat percentage is like -4. He looks like the Incredible Hulk with his shirt off in pre-draft workouts. He's putting up these stupid numbers on the bench and 40 times. And sure, his shuttle drill sucked. But DK Metcalf, instead, he takes, 5'9 wide receiver out of UMass and Isabella. Cool. Couldn't help himself. somebody put Steve Keim in a straitjacket. Dial the phone for him, and if he starts to deviate from taking a big Power 5 conference player and taking a small school wonder, somebody hang up the phone or put a gag ball in Steve Keim's face. Mouth. Just do it once. Just go chalk with some of these guys. For once. Take the guys out of Alabama. Take the guys out of Oklahoma. Take the guys out of Clemson. Iowa's fine. They produced some big-time players at the NFL level. Florida. LSU. Notre Dame. Please. I'm so tired of having to, like, Google and look at guys' Wikipedia pages, if they even have them, when Steve Keim is drafting. Even in the second round, he couldn't help himself. It hasn't worked. 24th ranked 2019 draft, despite having the top pick in each and every round. You really get one impact player out of all of them. Steve Keim needs to figure it out. I wish he would just kind of deviate a little bit from his strategy. It hasn't worked. It just hasn't worked. It'd be huge for the Arizona Cardinals if he did do that. Just start taking these guys. Take the big-time players that played at the big-time schools who are the big-time prospects. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the room sometimes. It's been another fun week of Locked On Cardinals here on your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Enjoy your weekend. Maybe reintroduce yourself to some family members you haven't seen since the football season began. Don't throw away a Sunday on the Pro Bowl. I promise you won't regret it. We'll talk to you on Monday. We've got a Mock Draft Monday with our friends over at the Draft Network. Can't wait to break it down with you.